Living Theology Friends, January the 16th, 2011, The Church 2. We've now defined the church, and so now we need to look at some aspects of life within that church. Each member has tasks as an individual and as part of the group within the universal church. Life within the church involves the entire life of the members as long as they live. So let's first consider how we run the race. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Some people think this verse is telling us that Christians who died for the faith are watching our activities in the world. However, that's not likely the author's intent at all. Remember, in chapter 11, the author of Hebrews tells us of many people who died for their faith, and that therefore this verse links it with the previous chapter. So context, context, context. Therefore, current-day Christians have all of those people as examples of how to be faithful. Thus, the situation that the author of Hebrews is referring is that we look toward them and not that they look at us. The Christians depicted in chapter 11 and many since them have demonstrated how to faithfully represent Jesus Christ in the world, even though many persecutions will await them, including death. Early writings show the transition of this Greek word from a meaning of witness to martyr, as so many of these witnesses died rather than deny that Jesus Christ is Lord. Paul speaks of the blood of Stephen, thy witness, in Acts 22:20 in a similar manner. The encumbrances referred to in Hebrews 12:1 are not a reference to sin, for he speaks of that in the next phrase. But these encumbrances are whatever exists in the life of an individual that is not necessarily overt sin, but nevertheless retards success in the race. Each person has to examine his life to identify those encumbrances and remove them. An example of a component of this race is the importance of daily Bible study. We're told that those who love Jesus will obey his commands. John 3:36, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." How can one obey Jesus if he does not know his commands and his character? Christians are involved in serving Jesus Christ 24/7 and thus need to know what the Bible teaches about him and being his disciple. This information is obtained by consistent, thorough Bible study, and not just some rudimentary reading. So if you neglect studying the Bible, then other pursuits and pastimes are encumbrances that need removing from your life. Another example of an encumbrance would be any type of legalism. It's very natural for people who want to have some of their works count toward their righteousness with God. The people to whom Hebrews is written were tempted to turn back to the Jewish rituals. Paul wrote to the church at Galatia concerning some who are trying to gain perfection by their works. Galatians 3, verses 1 through 3. The Christian needs to understand double imputation, 2 Corinthians 5:21, so that he can rest from any efforts toward self-righteousness. Christians trying to keep the Sabbath or tie to the penny, Old Testament concepts, could be demonstrating an encumbrance toward their and others' Christian walk. All must examine their lives and identify everything that keeps us from following the commands of Jesus, and those encumbrances must be eliminated. The author addresses both encumbrances and sin. The sin to which the author of Hebrews is referring is not just in some individual sin like lying, but rather the sin nature that remains in each person throughout his life, that is, the race. Trying to run the Christian race without dealing with this sin nature is like an obese person trying to run a marathon. The sin nature enters the mind in every sequence of the race and must be diminished and rejected for a successful race. This refers to the sanctification process in which every Christian participates with the Holy Spirit throughout the race. Success in this process involves commitment to Bible study, prayer, and submission to the Word in every aspect of his conscience and behavior. The race that Christians are depicted as running is not like a 100-meter dash, but is more like an ultra-marathon. To endure the race is to give all that one has for the entire race. Some people indicate a willingness to participate in Christian efforts for only a short time, but this race lasts all of our life. The Greek word translated race is agon, and is the word from which we obtain agony. In the army of the Lord there is no at-ease command, for the race is continuous. My son runs marathons, and I've seen his personal efforts to be successful, including proper diet and reasoned practices, as he trains for a race. He also practices the same type of daily efforts in his Christian race, and for that I am most thankful. For example, he gets up early every morning for Bible study and prayer before starting a day in the world. There are many examples of carryover training concepts in athletics with the Christian race, and they are very useful. Paul used running analogies in several letters, such as 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives a prize? Run in such a way that you may win. The race for the Christian is not in competition with other Christians, but against his own sin nature, as stated above, against Satan, against his demons, and against those people who follow Satan. The power of the Christian in this race is not his own, but by the Holy Spirit. The key to success in obeying the command of Hebrews 12:1 is Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Probably many of you reading this letter have had to endure a lot of hardships in the world. It is only by fixing our eyes on Jesus that we can endure those hardships and be conquerors over them, living in peace and even in joy through them. When one takes a picture, he can choose something on which to focus and make other items a bit blurry. Similarly, when we focus on Jesus, the other things lose their power to entangle us and keep us from running the race with maximum efficiency. When compared to the glory waiting for us, all the hardships and sufferings of this world are insignificant. Romans 8:18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. So today, identify the encumbrances and aspects of your sin nature that hinder you from a successful race. Keep your focus on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, and press on. May God bless you.